like any other day. Caught up in the distractions on their way. There, someone caught my eye. Was she here yesterday?
Listening to WPGU 107.1. That was just Hello by Nookie Jones, who I have live in studio right now. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Bridget. Mm.
Of course. You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves really quick? Say what you play, what you do?
Yeah, so I'm Cameron Kinghorn, and I'm the front man, lead singer, and also do a lot of the writing for Nookie Jones.
My name is Reed Kennedy. I play the drums and do a lot of the writing with Cameron.
Cool. So if you had to describe your band in like three words, how would you describe your music?
I'd say soulful,
sexy,
soulful, sexy, and playful.
What more could you need?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing more than you can need. So you guys are from Minneapolis, right?
Yes.
And there's a pretty big soul scene there.
Yep. There's a lot of, it's a great music scene in Minneapolis, and yeah, different, lots of different kinds of things, but a lot of soul too, and R&B and funk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys seem like kind of going back to the roots there. Mm-hmm. Like it's like new, but it also feels very much like classic.
Yeah.
R&B
yeah.
and soul. Yeah. Was that like, is that just a natural thing, or was that like planned by you to kind of try and bring those two things together?
I think when we first started getting together and realized that we liked the same kinds of music, it seemed like the natural progression of the music we wanted to make. Mm-hmm. You like this record. Oh, I like this record. Let's do something that we like, which happened to be a lot of the same genres. I think there's a history of soul in Minneapolis that maybe not a lot of people know about. I think a lot of people think of Prince, mm-hmm. you know, right away. But I've come to learn through some things we've done as a band more about the history of soul music in Minneapolis, which is cool to sort of connect with.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could, like, go back and play with any, like, big band from the past, what would be one that you would want to bring back?
From Minneapolis?
Yeah, specifically like from that history. That
yeah. There's a few actually in my mind. There's a group called the Prophets of Peace that, so like Reed was saying, we had a chance to kind of honor and remember the history of the Minneapolis sound leading up to Prince. Mm-hmm. We did a big show at a theater with a DJ on a radio station called The Current in Minneapolis. And her name is Andrea Swenson, and she wrote a book about the history of the Minneapolis sound before Prince. And so we were the house band for this event. We got to perform with actually some of these people who are soul legends.
Wow.
In Minneapolis. And because of them, it's like Prince was hearing what they were doing and then did his thing. But yeah, the Prophets of Peace was a big one that I thought was super hip, really cool. And another group called the Amazers. It was a vocal, I think, quartet that had a band. And yeah, they wrote some really incredible music and had a single that was produced by Curtis Mayfield that like no one really knows about, but it's like one of the coolest songs that I've heard in a long time. So yeah, for me, those are a couple that for sure people should check out if they likely they have not heard of these groups.
Yeah.
And so they should check them out if they have an opportunity.
That's really cool. That's very cool. So you guys are like a 6-piece band, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So how did it all come together? You guys are all parts of different projects, and like, you want to talk a little bit about the previous stuff you've done, how the band kind of came together, and what made the band kind of what it is now? You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Myself and the trumpet player, Adam Meckler, sort of, I approached Adam about starting a project, and he had moved to Minneapolis to do some graduate school work, and we were playing in a band together, separate from Nookie Jones. And I just kind of approached him about, let's do something together. You seem like a person who's willing to get your hands dirty and make some things happen and really dig in. And he said, great, let's do it. I know just the guy to be the front man, and introduced me to Cameron. And then we kind of started writing some music together again, discovering that, oh, I like this album. I like this album. What kind of music would you like to create? This. Oh, that's what I had in mind. So it was sort of harmonious from the beginning. And then the three of us started kind of writing together and thinking about, okay, who do we want to bring in to sort of complete the band, or what type of instrumentation? And we kind of modeled it after some things that we had been listening to. Jose James band. Jose James is from Minneapolis, the vocalist, mm-hmm. and now he's on Blue Note Records. And so that was one of the first albums that we sort of mm-hmm. Bonded over, I guess you could say, and sort of went after that sound and instrumentation and started, fielding some different players,
mm-hmm.
And eventually came to the right right group of people and the right sound.
That's very cool. So it sounds like it just all kind of came together pretty easily.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And it was cool because I didn't know Reed at all when we first started working together. I had seen Reed and I'd seen him play, and I really looked up to him and to Adam as well. I went to actually studied at the University of Minnesota with Adam.
Okay.
And was playing. I'm a trumpet player too, so I was playing trumpet with him at the University of Minnesota. And yeah, but it was really cool that they were like, yeah, we should have this guy do this thing, and we all started working together. And we'd never met before, but we really clicked, which was cool because that doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It's always special.
Yeah. So that was really awesome that it worked out that way. And then from there, like Reed was saying, we're kind of modeling it after certain things, but it was also like we want to get the best group of musicians together and also the coolest group of musicians, people that are really good hang. And yeah, we lucked out with the group that we have.
That's awesome.
For sure. Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about how the songwriting process goes?
Yeah.
I'm always curious about
that. Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's so different from one band to the next.
Mm-hmm. So and for us, it's kind of evolved from the beginning to now. There's a lot of things that are similar, some things that have changed a little bit for this second release that is coming up. But in the beginning, it was, as interesting as like Adam and Reed and I would get together, and then Adam kind of wasn't really able to get together. And then Reed and I started just hanging out, the two of us. And like I said, we had never spent any time together, and we just clicked, and we just started writing, and were able to come up with a lot of ideas. So a lot of it would be like Reed would have an idea at the piano. So Reed's also an incredible keyboard player and
nice.
Theorist, and yeah, so he would have some ideas at the piano. He'd start playing, and I would just start improvising melodies, and sometimes we'd record what I was doing, or just kind of remember some of the things that we were hearing that we liked, and start to put the form and start to put the song together that way. And then once we had some melodies, and we'd start writing lyrics, and we were writing lyrics as a team, which again is always an interesting thing, because we'd never really worked together, and it's like, oh cool, like we're clicking and able to bounce ideas off each other and keep each other honest and try to come up with the best thing possible. So that's kind of how things had originated, and we still do some of that, but we also now have some of the newer things, and actually I think the next track we'll have you play is our most recent single. And the writing process for that was similar in a way, but a little different. That one started actually as a voice memo. It was just all of us getting together, and before rehearsal, someone started playing something, and it was like, oh, we got to record this. So it's like an 11-minute voice memo. That's all of us just kind of improvising. And then we went back and listened to it and just chose our favorite parts and then built the song around that, which was really interesting. So we had never done that before. And so now the EP that's going to be coming out this summer is more songs that are like that. So songs that are like someone having an idea and all of us just kind of building on it, which is a little different. What's also cool. Yeah,
that's super cool. Yeah, there's a lot of because I know that like R&B soul kind of draws a little bit from jazz, and there's like a lot, like jazz improvisation is a huge thing. So I don't know, if did you guys have any like classical training in jazz, and like had a lot of experience with improvisation before writing your own music?
Yeah, I think jazz is one of the genres that all of us sort of have in common and play. I mean, we hide some jazz in this band if you listen close. But we've all played jazz in different groups, and yeah, that was one thing we all sort of had in common, and you can hear the influence in the music. I think specifically in some of the harmonies are a little bit more jazz oriented. Some are not, but you can hear them in there on specific tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's cool that also everyone in the band improvises at a really high level. And so that allows every show that we do to feel totally different and super fresh. Because it's like, you know, some of the tunes, there's parts with some tunes, there's just chord changes, and it's like, you know, each time someone will play a different part.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's cool that everyone does it so well that we all trust each other to, you know, just play you know, there's never a time it's like, oh man, like you got to check that thing out, check this thing out. It's like we all just play and it feels really fresh, which is great.
That's so cool. Yeah, I love it when like, well, it depends on the band. You know, sometimes it's nice to be able to hear something that sounds as good as the recording. But mm-hmm. I think it's always cool when a band changes it up. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, this is better than the recording. Yeah. Like, there's a reason. There's a reason to come to the show as opposed to just stay at home and listen to it in headphones, mm-hmm. and that's it. Mm-hmm. So that's very neat. Did you ever have a case where the improvisation went so far off track that it took a minute to come back in? Or has it always been like, just, you know, you guys are pros and no worries about it?
off track in a good way, I would say. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if something will happen in a live show where afterwards we'll sort of say, we should work that in.
Yeah.
Or that should be something that we do,
yeah,
you know, the next time or every time. Or,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like Cameron was describing the way that Give Me Some More, the next track we'll hear, came together. It was 11 minutes long of us just playing, and one idea sort of led to the next. And everyone in the band has big ears to be able to listen to what other people are doing, and sort of play off of that. And all that 11-minute improvisation, like he was saying, we could sort of cut down and then pick and choose, and that became the melody and different parts of the song. So the improvisation sort of has a part in the live show, but now even more so in the compositional process.
That's neat. Well, I think it's probably about time to maybe take a little bit of a break. So we're going to take a listen to, once again, it's Give Me Some More, right? Mm-hmm. By Nucky Jones. We'll be right back.
Outside the spot, and I'm looking for a taste of what you got. Soul pack steaming up the glass, baby, and everybody up in here just shaking their ass. Now you're kissing on me, taking my hand, 'cause we're about to get down to your favorite band. Making it hot, starting to sweat, yeah. And we ain't even hit the chorus yet, no. 'Cause you know that I can't ignore the way that you're moving on the floor. Show me what you're working it for when you back up. Baby, come on, give me some more. Back up, baby, give me some more. Back it up, baby, give me some more. Remember that thing that you did before, woo. Come on and back it up, baby, give me some more.
Go ahead and play something now, y'all.
Oh, I see you looking fine, with your body pressed up next to mine, on some classic soul. As I feel you start to take control. Now there's one song left, but that's alright, 'cause we can move like this all night. Asking me where we can go, so we don't have to stop the show, no. 'Cause you know that I can't ignore the way that you're moving on the floor. Show me what you're working it for when you're back up. Baby, come on, give me some more. Back up, baby, give me some more. Back it up, baby, give me some more. Remember that thing that you did before? Woo-hoo. Come on and back it up, baby, give me some more.
Give me some more, baby.
baby, give me some more now. The way that you dig it down to the floor, yeah. Back it up, baby, give me some more. Remember that thing that you did before, yeah. Back it up, baby, give me some more. Say the way that you take it down to the floor, yeah. Come on, back it up, baby, come on, give me some more. Hey, come on, pick it up now, man. Won't you give me some more? Won't you back it up? Come on, give me some more. Won't you back it up? Come on and give me some more. Won't you back it up? Baby, give me some more.
What up? It's Bridget here on WPGU 107.1, and I'm here with Cameron and Reed of Nuki Jones. We just took a listen to Gimme Some More before that, and we've got another song coming up in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the show tonight at Canopy Club.
Mm-hmm.
What you got for me?
Yeah, so the show is at the Canopy Club, and doors are at 8 o'clock. Music starts at 9 o'clock. And so at 9 o'clock is a singer-songwriter named Karen Tsai, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then following her is a group called The New Souls. And then we'll be playing at the end of the night.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah. And it's our first time down here. So
yeah.
We're really excited and excited to meet new people and party and get down.
Yeah, it's an interesting place here. We're a college town, so the music scene kind of comes and goes in waves because we'll have like one band will be maybe super prominent in the music scene, then they'll graduate and leave and go to Chicago or something.
Yeah.
And then there are a couple of people who are just like staples who are always in town. Mm. So it's a very interesting scene because it can change just in a matter of a couple of years.
Mm.
But we've got a really wide range of music here. We've got a good alternative scene. We've got a lot of like rap, hip hop. So I think you guys will fit right in here.
Cool.
Really? Yeah. And Canopy Club is a great venue.
Excellent.
To play at. Yeah, it's a really good one. Yeah. What do you guys think of Champaign Urbana from what you've seen of it so far?
It's been cool. Yeah. Yeah. Some of us had a chance to go out last night because we had the night off and we were just kind of hanging out, I guess, downtown Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
And had a chance to pop into a couple spots and heard a little bit of music at one of them. And then went over to, I think you said, the Blind Pig.
Blind Pig,
yeah,
that sounds right.
We hung out at the Blind Pig, and yeah, it's been cool. It's been very cool.
Yeah, it's interesting because you guys are from the Twin Cities, and we're often called Twin Cities.
So oh, like, okay.
Hey.
Yeah,
yeah. Because a lot of people don't know this, but Champaign and Urbana are two different cities.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of fun.
All right, the Twin Cities. That's why something. I felt. Yeah, that's why I felt so right.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good place.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Cool. Well, do you guys have anything else you want to talk about? Got some. I know you mentioned you're having an EP out. Your first LP came out in 2017, right?
Yeah, yeah, summer of 2017.
Is there another one in there, or is the next thing going to be the EP?
The next thing will be the EP. Yep. And so, Gimme Some More will be on there. So we released, that's our most recent single that we put out, and then tonight we'll be playing songs off the debut album and a lot of and everything off the EP as well.
Yeah, and that first album did really pretty well, right? I think you guys you said you were featured on NPR's Heavy Rotation.
Yeah, yeah.
In that summer.
Yeah, which is cool. Yeah,
that's really neat.
They picked that up, which is nice. Yeah.
But did anything get involved with that? Like, did you guys? Was it a contest, or is it just kind of a thing that they just?
Yeah, I think they people? Just.
Yeah, we didn't enter or anything.
No.
We just
kind
of found out that somebody had heard it, and so that was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Did they contact you, or did you just find out, like, oh, we're listed on this?
Kind of, yeah, like a notification that your name shows up in the news.
Okay.
And so,
yeah.
Oh, hey, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
cool.
That's nice. That's got to feel good.
Yeah.
like right after your first album comes out and you're already on Heavy Rotation.
Right? Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Were there any other kind of moments like that where you're just like, oh my gosh, we're doing it?
I think a lot of those kind of things have been with some performances that we've been asked to do. I don't know. I think because we've had a chance to cultivate and build a nice thing in Minneapolis for sure. Such a, like I was saying earlier, it's a great music scene and people are so supportive and go out to things. And so, to me, a lot of things that have felt that way have been a lot of like some of the performances that we've been able to be a part of. Yeah.
That's really cool. Do you have a favorite venue back home?
So one of our kind of home base for us is a spot called the Ice House. And we have an end of the year party that we throw there now. And then we actually did our album release at the Ice House as well. So that's definitely a spot people should check out. And we've done some things at the Dakota, which is a jazz club in town. We played in a bunch of the theaters in town, the Fitzgerald Theater.
A couple of really memorable things at the Fitzgerald Theater. We were talking before a little bit about the history of Minneapolis Soul. And One thing that really sticks out in my memory is playing for it was a book release, but the book was all about the rise of the Minneapolis sound with a lot of history from soul bands from the 50s and 60s. And the author, like Cameron referenced before, is a DJ on a radio station there, and she asked us to be the house band. And so we had a chance to play all these old songs with the original artists, which was a pretty amazing experience, but also to sort of put the show together and figure out, you know, turn it into a show with transitional music and play-ons and playoffs and the work that went into that, but then also the way that it came across, that was something that I was really, I think we were all really proud of.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Is any of that show online?
Yeah, there's there's one clip in particular of us playing with Andre Simone, who was sort of a contemporary with Prince and comrade, and he was a guest as part of that show, and he's on there singing old Maurice McKinney's song. I think that might be on the Currents YouTube channel, but that's a fun one because Andre Simone is sort of legendary.
Yeah, oh yeah,
legend.
For sure.
Yeah, so that's a fun one.
That's really cool. All right. Well, anything else you guys want to talk about? We can also talk about the last song coming up. Anything you guys want to throw out? Now is the time.
Yeah. I guess I'll say we'd love to see people, and especially this is our first time in town. People are looking for something fun to do tonight and to have a really good time and dance and get down and sweat, whatever.
Sure?
They should come out to the Canopy Club. If people are enjoying what all this stuff, we're online. You know, we have our website, NookieJones.com, and we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Nookie Jones. So that's NookyJones. So this last song is a song. It's called Sweet Wine. And I guess I won't say too much about it, but if people if you pay attention to the lyrics, you'll know what it's all about.
Sure.
I was thinking the way this sort of started out. We talked before about, you know, the songwriting process. Keyboard player Kevin Gastongway was playing riff on the keyboard, maybe at a rehearsal one time, and it just is very catchy. And just, it was an instrumental hook right off the bat, and so that sort of became the vocal hook of this song. But a cool illustration of how sort of the collaborative process works, from it started out as this and then turned into that, and then, you know, someone else writes the horn parts, and then the final product is a culmination of everyone sort of throwing their two cents musically into the pot.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, once again, Canopy Club tonight, 8 p.m. If you RSVP ahead of time, $5 at the door, $7.
Mm-hmm.
Canopy Club, Nookie Jones, Karina Say, and New Souls.
That's right.
Yep. Tonight. That would be awesome. And yeah, check them out online, NookieJones.com, at Nookie Jones. All right. Anything else you guys want to shout out to see you before we sign off?
Appreciate you having us in.
Yeah, it's
been great.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. All right. Here it is. Sweet Wine.
Baby, let's unwind. I can ease your
your sweet wine. Got me a fine moment, but I haven't uncorked it yet. Tell you what I'm about to do. Spend the whole night giving you something you won't regret.
Something that you won't regret, won't regret.
So put it on me tonight, 'cause baby, baby, I'm gonna do you right. Teasing you with the tip of my tongue, and you know there's more to come. I think I might try you twice. For me, top it off with ecstasy, tipsy and tastefully, drinking in your fantasy, sipping steadily, serving up my specialty. Time to let it go. Tasting your sweet wine.